Hello and welcome to another edition of Shadow of Love. I am your co-host, Holly, intimacy coach, writer, lover of great white sharks and all things spooky. And I'm delighted to be here today with my co-host, Ernest. Hey, Ernest.
What up, though? How are you? I am Ernest, the proud co-host of the Shadow of Love. I am a bartender, a restaurant manager, hospitality manager, a lover of all things soul, and the unofficial president of the Stevie Wonder fan club.
Nice to see you, Ernest.
You too. It's been a minute.
I know. I just want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Unbound New Mexico and Orgastronomy. And today our topic is love and honesty. Love and honesty. So, Ernest, when you're kind of ruminating on the concept of love and honesty, truth, it's pretty much all in the same vein. What comes to mind for you?
Oh, it's, I don't know. Like for me, like loving somebody is like, once you get to that point where you're like, yo, I love this woman or man, whoever you love or whatever. I think that you have to have that honesty up front. You know what I mean? Like that has to be just part of it from the gate. You know what I mean? Because I've been in relationships where, and everybody has been in relationships where you thought it was something dope, and then you realize that there was a guest star. You know what I mean? Like you didn't realize there were other people playing with your toys and shit. You're the last one to find out.
Right.
So for me, it's a requirement. You know what I mean? I've been in a few relationships, you know, myself included, I've done it, where I've had guest stars too, where I brought people into the mix that weren't supposed to be at the party or whatever. So going forward, it's a requirement for me to even, I'm not giving myself to anyone I can't have that sense of honesty with or whatever. Or you can be able to say at the end of the day, like honesty is just, it's just good communication, right? So you have to have that, for me, you have to have that going from the gate. You know what I mean? Like where, because it's like, where are we going? What are you doing? What do you want? And all these things have to be, for me, they have to be clear. I can't do anything vague. I can't do any guesswork these days. I refuse to. Right? So I'm more or less like, tell me what this is or don't tell me shit. Tell it to somebody else or tell your story walking, to be quite honest. So I just require it to be upfront.
I would agree with all of that. I would say too that honesty and love, like it starts with self-love and it starts with being honest with yourself about what you want, what you need, where you would like to be. Because I think before you can even potentially enter into another dynamic with another person, you really have to kind of know yourself and know what those things mean to you. So that if you come across any kind of, you know, moments while you're building that space together that don't fit appropriately with what is aligned for you, I think then it's much easier if you have that honest conversation with yourself way, way, way predating, you know, entering into this other thing with someone. Then it's easier to say, well, this really isn't aligned with what and who I am. And, you know, let's just spare us both that sense of time and regret. And let's just, you know, let's just not do this if we're not on the same page. I mean, I do think it's an ever evolving thing, right? Because I think people change over time. I think you have to continually check in with yourself, with your partner, and make sure that over time, those things are still jiving and that they're still matching up so that you can be your best people moving forward. But I think honesty is something that's really hard for a lot of people. I think people kind of associate honesty with pain and hurt because people haven't been taught to associate truth telling with positive things. You know, I think in our society, we tend to treat the truth like it's this negative thing sometimes. that's done after the fact versus, as you were saying, upfront, you know, before we've even signed that contract.
Oh, I hate after the fact honesty. Fuck you. I hate that shit. Don't tell me some shit that you didn't like after the fact or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, tell me from when you don't like that shit, because either I'll adjust it or I won't. Either it'll improve or it won't. You know what I mean? Like, don't, like, at the end of the day be like, or at the end of the relationship where you're having that exit interview type shit, like, you know, what did I do wrong? You know what I mean? And it's like a laundry list of shit. Cause like, for me, it's always a laundry list of shit. Like, my shit piles up. My shit accrues interest, like a good savings account and shit. Right. So tell me what's going on while things are going on. You know what I mean? I'm more or less like, if I'm fucking up, don't let me fuck up to the point where it's fucked up. Right. So the communication, oh man, you got to communicate with me, because one, I'm new to dating. Right. So I'll be doing awkward dating shit. I'm still awkward in the game and shit. I still got my, like,
you're a virgin again.
I'm a virgin again. I'm like that, like a little baby with like the little floaty things on their arms in this pool of dating and shit. I'm still just learning how to doggy paddle.
I just see people hitting you with noodles in the pool.
Like, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm awkward as fuck in the game. And I admit to that. And I still have this thing in my head. Like, we talked about it off the show. I still have a little bit of, I still have married brain, right? So I kind of do things. This is just me being honest. I got to get my married brain out of my head to have a, like, you know, to date healthy. I think what I'm doing right now is good. I'm enjoying what I'm doing, but I still have these, like, you know, these miscues sometimes, the miscommunications. So I really am asking the person I'm seeing, like, hey, if I'm fucking up, or like, if I'm doing something goofy, just tell me I'm doing something goofy. You know what I mean? Or if I feel like I'm goofy, I quickly try to adjust that shit, right? Because, man, I didn't realize, like, if you're married for a long time and with one person, you think that you can take that person that you were with that person and be that person with another person. And that shit don't always jive. That's why I'm getting divorced now, because that person wasn't right for that person anymore or whatever. See, I'm doing an exit interview right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm being very careful, just relearning myself. And I also, to be honest with you, like, I tell people who I'm dating how I'm feeling about, you know, I'm open enough with myself and with my partner to be like, hey, this is this or whatever. And if you can't fuck with it, don't fuck with it. Right. I'm being very careful about that, because I'm being very careful to not get hurt again and not hurt anybody else. So, like, I'm just keeping that line of communication completely open, right? Especially, like, with, like, weird things. Like, I'm not a PDA person, but I like PDA or whatever. So, like, if I have a feeling like I want to kiss you or whatever, I'm gonna do that shit. Well, if I want to hold your hand, I'm gonna do that shit. If I'm gonna say something goofy, you know, sweet to you, I'm going to say that shit. I don't give a fuck where we are. So, and everybody's not like that.
Right.
Right. So I have to, like, kind of gauge those kind of moments to, you know what I mean? To, like, not do it or overdo it. But yo, if I'm in a feeling, I'm in a feeling. And that's just part of being honest or whatever.
Right.
So I think it all goes together, but just, you know, tell me what you like, tell me what you don't like or whatever. And if, I don't know, I'm working on it. I'm a work in progress. You know what I'm saying? It's fun, but I have a lot of nervous energy dating now or whatever. And I turn into this, you know, shy kid with bad skin sometimes in these moments. So I'm just, and I tell people that, like, yo, like, people think that I'm like some, like I'm super cool or whatever. Not always. I mean, it's an outward, it's a performative thing. It's like I'm a living performance piece. So like I'm cool or whatever that may be, but like on the inside, there's a whole lot of shit going on at the same time. It's like a production crew is working on me backstage. It's a lot of shit happening. And I tell people that now. I just don't. Before, I think I used to hide it or whatever when I was younger. I don't hide that shit anymore. So I'm basically like, either you dig what I am in the moment or you don't. Just tell me. Don't string me along. Don't have me buying dinner if you ain't really digging me.
Right.
Feel me?
Well, I think that's fair. I mean, I think part of that's also just age too. I think in your 20s and even 30s, there's just that sense of like time, right? And time to figure it out. Time to kind of play around with people that maybe aren't people that you would necessarily invest that time in, but you can do that because you've got your whole life ahead of you. And then you hit like your 40s and you're like, oh no. You're on the other side of the hourglass and the sand is slipping through and the pile is bigger at the bottom. And you're like, I don't have time to fuck with that shit. Like, I don't have time to fuck around with people that fuck with my time.
No. I realized like, we're talking like before, like somebody asked me something about time. I'd rather have time than a whole lot of other shit. Like Bill Gates got all the money in the world. Motherfucker ain't got all the time. So for me, just spending time, like time, energy, and money with somebody, you'll force somebody or whatever, like to have these moments. Yo, please don't fuck with me with that, because I'm almost 50. And 50 ain't nothing but young 60.
Right.
That's all it is, right? Like, for me, like, I know that the mall is going closed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel it. Like you said, I didn't feel it in my 20s. I didn't really feel it. I didn't start to feel time until my son was born.
Well, that's literally. That was it for me, too. When my older kids were born, that's when I really started to be cognizant of that process, because you start measuring it in their development. And then it starts to go so fast, you know? And like, I mean, I have adult children now, which is so fucking weird to me. Like, and I love it because it's nice to have people that are adults and be able to really truly treat them like adults and have those relationships, which is very different than when you're parenting them and they're growing. But at the same time, like, I don't feel like I should have adult children at all. You know, it's like, how was I responsible enough to raise these people to this point? And now, you know, like I still feel really young at heart, and I still, you know, there's things I still enjoy that I don't, and maybe it's a generational thing, because I think I watched my parents do this thing where they, you know, raised me to 18, but the goal was always like getting the children raised. And now it's been like just years of kind of semi-retirement, you know, and they really don't do much. And like, I'm not surrendering into that good night. Like, I still like to go out and listen to hip hop. I am still trying to like cultivate a potential career as an artist and an intimacy coach. And I'm interested in still learning things. I'm fucking thinking about going back to school through my job to get an executive MBA. And I'm like, what the fuck am I thinking? But why not? You know, because I can. And it's just, I don't know if it's a generational thing with Generation X, that we are very productive people. And so we're just not into like laying down and going to Florida and sitting on a golf course. Like that to me would be like a nightmare, especially.
No, that's giving up. I think that's not the dream. Like, I don't knock people. I want to get old. I aspire, like longevity for me is an aspiration. It's a hope. So for me to like being honest, if I could do it and do it well and do it, because I already have my own health challenges or whatever, but like if I could do it well enough to be like, I don't want to be like a Walmart greeter.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm like right now, I'm like, I'm really thinking about taking dance lessons again. And I bought it, you know, I bought sketch pads and starting to draw again and doing things that I really, I really like to do that give me my own sense of, because I think for a long time, I didn't have my own sense of myself.
Yeah.
Or whatever. My identity was wrapped up in other things. Some of them were healthy and some of them weren't. So now it's a thing of like, I'm reinventing and reinvesting in things that I really dig. You know what I mean? I don't think that relationships have to be part. I mean, as far as like intimate relationships with somebody, having a partner, I don't think they're always necessary. But if I found somebody who I could share these experiences with that I really enjoyed and they really appreciated, that's the thing too, being with somebody who appreciates you for you.
Right.
Right. So going along this journey, getting older, if I'm going to do it, and I do actually do like having somebody to share certain things with, my life with. Maybe it's because I was with one person for so long or whatever. I don't know if I'm like, I'm still trying to figure that shit out. But like going forward and like getting older, I'm really big on doing things that I fucking just love to do. I'm mad that I missed Rib Fest. For real,
heart,
I'm mad.
Your heart is not mad that you missed
Rib Fest. Yeah, my heart and my doctor are okay with me missing Rib Fest. But when I found out like Rib Fest was yesterday, like over the weekend, I was butthurt. I was like, the fuck? I miss Rib Fest, right? I saw it yesterday. I was in Market Square, like just downtown. And I was like, the fuck is going on? I'm like, what is this? Like, it was Rib Fest and it was dope as hell because it was like mad black folk. It was like ribs and shea butter stands everywhere. It was like a mini Wakanda. It was dope as fuck. And I missed it. I'm saying that to say, like, I really like to just enjoy myself these days. Like, I think what I was missing was enjoying life. So like back to the whole thing of honesty, I have to have somebody in my life that I enjoy and they enjoy me. And I like my rules now are, which I shared with somebody recently, in conversations with people that you're seeing or whatever, and you actually do dig them and they dig you. When you have these moments where people are honest with you, because you don't realize too, the thing about honesty, everybody got their own shit, right? Everybody's got by this age, and we're in the same age bracket, by this age, people got issues. They just do, and they have a past. And some of the stuff ain't good, right? Some of the stuff isn't good. And people can be jaded and cynical, and you have to learn how to navigate that shit, right? So my thing, which I shared not too long ago, as far as like being honest with people, my job is not to fix anyone I'm dating, right? It's not even a responsibility, but I said, my thing is, how can I put this? Because I don't want to be too open about everything. Being honest, if we're dating, if I'm dating you and we're seeing each other exclusively or whatever, I'm always going to treat you with dignity, respect. I'm going to value and appreciate your time and body. And I'm going to act like what us spending time together isn't something that's owed to me. It's not a privilege. It's not something that's owed. It's a privilege or whatever. Like that time that you spend with one another, it's time that you could have spent with somebody else alone or doing something different. So in the moments that I spend with someone, I treat it like it's not just supposed to be because I'm who I am or whatever. I'm not indebted anything from somebody I'm dating. So it's more like, I'm going to celebrate the time that we spend together and make it nice or whatever. But I'm not here to try to fix people, right? So if you can't flow with the flow that I'm doing, get out my boat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that that's really important to recognize. And I think that this concept of fixing people really comes from this idea that when you meet someone and you have synergy, that there's supposed to be this sense of like you complete each other, but like really you should already be a complete person who is just complimenting the other person and vice versa. And you and I talk all the time about like, I am in a place too, where I am consciously choosing joy. And if people don't align with my joy, if people are toxic, like I'm not fucking with you, like at all, not in the least. I just don't have the time for it. I don't have the energy. I got too many things that I want to be able to do for myself. And it's about how I want to walk through the world and feel while I'm walking through it at this point in my life, because there's been way too many times I think that I have literally just swallowed pieces of myself for the comfort of other people. And I'm just not willing to do it anymore, you know, and you do, you want to be able to enjoy this kind of, and I wish I had learned this stuff in your 20s. I don't know that you're supposed to. I talk to my kids about it all the time, because it's like you had trial by fire, but I'm like, if I can save you any of this pain, I'd love to. But it is something that I wish I had learned a lot earlier. And like, I have, you know, my body is really good at telling me when I am out of whack or when somebody is not good for me. And in this last marriage, you know, I was ruminating on this yesterday because I was baking, right? I haven't been really baking for about 2.5 years. And when I stop doing creative things that I love, like baking, I mean, I don't eat the shit that I bake for the most part, but I love to bake. And then I'll just like give it away to people, or I do it for my kids. But if I'm not flexing those muscles, or, you know, like I put my writing not on the shelf completely, but I didn't spend the time that I really wanted to, because I was too busy trying to make that relationship functional when it was already a hot fucking mess. So there's indicators there. And then it threw my body out of whack from the stress and anxiety. And like, I'm finally in a place where I feel like, okay, I'm like spending the time, you know, really focused on prioritizing my health, prioritizing my creative stuff that I want to do, because that's what gives me life and makes me an interesting person, honestly. And that's about having those honest conversations with yourself. And those were some indicators for me at the end where I really had to look and be like, you haven't slept in 2.5 years because the anxiety from this relationship makes you stay up at night. But when that person's gone, because we had a period of separation and then came back before it finally ended, like I slept like a baby when he wasn't around. And it's like, huh.
Yo, I'll be honest with you.
It's not
COVID. I sleep real good. I sleep real, like my doctor gave me these pills a while ago. I used to take sleeping pills, whatever, like prescribed sleeping pills. I have tons of them. They're like fucking piled up like Skittles in this bitch. I haven't taken one. Oh my mama, I have not taken one of these pills in months.
Yeah.
Right? And part of me, you know what it is too. I'm working on like, again, being honest, I know my faults, right? You know how we talk, like I don't like sports analogies or whatever, but like I look at the tape a lot these days, right? So I saw and understand where I fucked up in certain relationships in my marriage or whatever. So I acknowledge that shit, but it doesn't play in the background anymore like it used to. I sleep so good. When I'm asleep, I'm asleep.
Yeah.
For real. Right. And things don't haunt me like they used to. I just accept where they are or whatever. And the things that I had to, the things that I put on other people and the things that people put on me, I refuse to do that now or whatever. So if I spot something that I don't like, just like see something, say something, right?
Right.
Right. If I see some shit I don't like, I'm gonna say something from the rip. I'm not here to fuck around. And even shit, not too long ago, I'm like, we're talking about before, like, you gonna have, like, honestly, you have to pick up a check every now and again when we date. Right. I don't mind coming out of the pocket on a date or whatever, but I'm really sick of being like real, you know, progressive until the check lands on the table. And then they turn into a 1950s housewife and shit. Like, reach for that check like when I reach for that check. Right. Come out of pocket. That's right. All I'm saying. That's part of being honest. Come out of pocket every now and again for me. Right. I got cute for this date too.
Right. You invested time. You did.
I invested time. I'm wearing something tight. I had to squeeze into these jeans. You know what I'm saying? So, like, just come out of pocket. Like, that's part of being honest. Honestly, you're going to have to pick up a check. For real. If you want to go somewhere, pick up the check.
I mean, I think that women should, because I think that it brings a little bit more equity. You know, for me, I feel like it doesn't, I don't want to feel like I owe anybody anything at the end of the night, right? Either. It's like, so if I get to pay for something, then, you know, that's off the table completely, which is.
I'm saying though, but if I take you to Red Lobster, you know what's going down.
Is, right?
Did you? Like, market price. Oh no, market price is not for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't order shit that don't have a price next to it.
Right.
For real. If we just dating, like, if you ain't my chick, don't order shit that don't have a price next to it. Crazy as hell. Because right. They make up those numbers in the back.
Right.
So get the feast. Whatever. Get a feast, get the value shit, whatever. Don't be ordering shit that you gotta, you know. Fuck that. That's for the special motherfucker.
Right.
Like, for real, if you order market, like, you my homegirl, so you can order market price because you know how we like to eat. But if you just some rando sitting across the table from me, nah. Nah. You're in a different lane.
Unless she's picking up the check.
Unless she's picking up the check. If she says, I want to take you out tonight, right? Oh, I'm going to get cute. I'm going to get dolled up. The head's going to be shaved. You know, but the nails is going to be buffed. You know what I'm saying? Like, my manicurist is going to pull through. Everything going to be right. I'm going to put out too. Like, y'all might put out. I might do something dirty to you. You might get something. For real. If you take me out, at
right.
The very least, you know what I'm saying? I can break you off a little something. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a hussy. I can't. Shit, put a little you know, couple, you know me, after four drinks I'm a different person. After,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Four double bourbons and I'm a little loose with it.
I think anybody would be a different person after four double bourbons.
You see me walking down the street with no shoes, like holding my shoes in my hand. No, I'm just saying though, like, it's like, that's, you're right. That's part of equity. You know what I mean? It really is. It lets me know too, that you also appreciate me. That's all. It's like one of those things.
Yeah.
So come out your pocket every now and again. Oh, did you leave your purse in the car? Let's go back and get it.
Well, and I don't think that you can, I don't think that we as women or feminine people can ask for masculine identifying people to be more vulnerable and be softer unless we are showing that appreciation in ways that speak to what we've been culturally conditioned to believe is valuable, right? And so things around money and around, you know, earnings, and I think that if you want the culture to shift, then there does have to be a little bit more equity there. I don't think that you can say, well, I want you to be all these things, and on top of it, also pay for everything too, because then that's putting the onus of the cultural change in one group, and it really needs to come from both. Because I think women have to stand in their power more. And for me, I feel more powerful when I am able to, you know, be that person that is able to do something nice for somebody else by picking up a check or by taking, you know, just like I get pleasure out of it from doing it with my kids. You know what I mean? It feels good to be able to be that person who's the gifter. Well, and it comes down to too, because this is like some basic stuff that I teach in intimacy coaching. There is a dynamic of gifting and receiving that is really important to any relationship, and not just communication of gifting and receiving, but also like physical gifting and receiving. And it's like one of the kind of beginning foundational things that I teach after we go through some other stuff, you know, for relaxation and communication, because you cannot have really good intimacy with somebody if you don't learn to play both roles. Like, everybody has to know how to play both roles. And I think that that applies pretty much to everything else that comes with a relationship as well. And it's really important to acknowledge that.
Yeah. I mean, I slow roll these days a little bit, you know, like, you know me. So like, you know how, like, I stumble into relationships or some shit, like the four bourbon rules can get me in some trouble. My cousin told me something that I did. I was out a few weeks ago, four bourbons in. So like, yeah, I got to just stop that shit, because I meet people the wrong way when there's too much. I meet people the wrong way when I'm four bourbons in. So like, I'm really, really trying to slow down a little bit. And not like what I'm doing now, like, you know me, my first go around, I guess, I think, you know, that I got over my skis. I was over my skis, and I'll admit to that shit. Like, I don't regret doing it, but I realized that a couple of things about myself. I realized, because this is honest, I realized that it had been a long time since I really enjoyed somebody's company, and I think I got too geeked up on it, mm-hmm. or whatever. I'm just being honest. I got too geeked up. I got too excited, or whatever. And I mean, I don't think there was anything wrong with it. Like, but looking back, I'm like, yo, you could have did that differently, or whatever. So this time around, I'm being real, real. I'm like, let me get to know you,
mm-hmm.
before all the, you know, all the other shit happens. Like, let's get to know each other as people. Like, so from the gate, I'm like, hey, just so you know, I'm claustrophobic. I get car sick. I get motion sick. You know what I mean? I tell people everything from the gate. And if you think I'm weird, because like, if I'm in a car and I'm opening up the window and then closing it repeatedly, it's because I'm fucking claustrophobic and I get car sick, right? Don't think I'm a weirdo, like, but you have to know my weird shit from the gate, right? I don't want to be with somebody and I start showing my weird shit down the road, like, oh, now I got her. Now, right. I can just do my weird shit. No, you need to see my weird shit from the go so you can see if you want to fuck with it or not.
Right.
Or whatever. See if you can fuck with it. I reached out for your hand because we're in a crowd and crowds give me anxiety. Right? That's why I reach for your hand. Oh, I'm also definitely afraid of clowns. You know what I'm saying? I'm allergic to garlic. Weird shit. You got to know my weird shit or whatever, or like my quirks. And I, don't get me wrong, I like to date women. I like quirky ass women. Right? But I need to see your quirks from the rip. Don't surprise me down the road with some weird shit like, oh, you bite your toenails. Some weird shit like that. Like, I need to see your weird shit. I need to, for real, I need to see your weird shit. Like, I'm dating somebody now and she's quirky, but quirks can't be, here's the thing, there's a difference between quirks and crazy, right? Yeah. Quirks are like little shit that's you just a little bit off, but it's not dangerous, right? But crazy can be dangerous. So separate your crazy from your quirks. Everybody who out there is listening, remember, we are not professionals. We don't try none of this shit at home. This is our disclaimer. But here's the thing. Find out if this motherfucker is crazy. Crazy is dangerous, right? If you eat food in a weird ass way, it's like, if I might, wait, if you eat a banana, if you have to like cut a banana up into like slices, you're fucking crazy. You're a goddamn psychopath. Eat a banana like a regular person. That's weird. Like if you cut it up, you got to put it in some fruit salad or some shit. But if you just like to end with a fork, oh no, no bananas and forks, right? You're a goddamn psychopath. There's a body in your freezer. Something like, just let me know if you're crazy, right? And I think sometimes too, crazy can come over time, right? So make sure, like, if you have a crazy checklist of shit and everybody's crazy checklist is different, right? If you got more than, if you have three crazy checks, bounce. Because some crazy shit gonna happen to you next. Some crazy shit's gonna happen during or after you break up.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. Right? Quirky is different from crazy.
Yeah, they're very
for real.
I think quirky, I mean, everybody has quirks. Everybody has their own little nuances of how they do things that are different. That can, but you know, you have, again, you have to put that up front, because I think those quirks can really turn into things that are really annoying if you don't go in with a full picture of, like you said, getting to know someone as a person and who they are. And because to me, like, if you're going to hold shit back and you're not going to, you're going to parcel it out over time, thinking that somehow that's going to make you more appealing. Like, that to me is like, I'm not entering into this potential space with someone with like all the information that I need, which is basically informed consent, right? Having all the information up front, getting to make an informed choice of like, oh, well, this is their laundry list of things, you know? I would much rather somebody be completely, completely honest about everything and then let me make the conscious decision as to whether or not it's something I feel that I'm capable of handling or not in my space. For my last marriage, I know, you know, I got glimpses of things, but I didn't get the full picture until I was in it. And then when you're in it, it's much harder to be like, well, I'm just going to leave now. You just can't, you just don't do that, right? Because once you've invested time in a relationship and in a person, you kind of want to be able to see that there's something that comes of that, especially if there's still feelings involved. But had I known what I found out like 6 months in at the beginning, like I would have never been married, you know? And that's a fact. And I think people just need to put it out there, because there might be somebody out there for you where that's not it, you know, your stuff's not an issue and they're willing to work with you and they're okay with that. But if you can't even be honest with yourself enough to be honest with me, like that shit's just not probably going to work, period. End of story. And I think people in general don't have really honest conversations with themselves, and they're not really into wanting to lay things out like that. I think we live in this weird society where everybody wants to be perfect all the time. And I'm like over here waving my fucking imperfection flags, like all over the place. Like I have no desire to go down that path at all. None. And I think that if people are expecting that they're going to find like their connection and match and not have to negotiate that and not have to be around a real human where things, you know, might be not idyllic and blissful all the time, but at least you have an understanding of how to navigate it because you know each other's stuff. then I don't know, people are in for a lot of disappointment. I don't do Disney relationships because that
no
shit doesn't exist at all.
No, so. Fuck that. I mean, the thing is too, when you get older, because we're older or whatever, you can't do it. Mm-mm. Right? You just can't do it. The thing that I hate about dating, and this is true, you know what I hate about dating right now? I hate that I got to keep my apartment clean all the time.
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just hate, it's not that I'm a messy, messy bastard, but it's just like, just little shit. Like, oh, fuck. I got to pick my jeans up off my living room floor. You know what I mean? Like, that's part of dating that I just, you know, it's just work. And plus, I got to keep my kitchen clean.
Right.
Right. Weird shit like that. But trying to be perfect, I think that's a younger people thing. And I think it's also a little bit because we didn't grow up with the internet. Right. We didn't grow up with Instagram. We didn't grow up with TikTok, where people will always put their best faces forward or whatever. Like you're seeing, I guess, for the most part, people are trying to put their best. That's the best that they can do, the best person that they can be, you know, and share it with the world. And we have, you know, different celebrities that are all that. I don't really call them celebrities because, bitch, if you didn't have a phone, you wouldn't be famous, right? For real, like you got famous because the phone exists. So like, for me, I don't acknowledge those kind of pressures. I see how people can do it, right? Younger people can do it easier than I think people of our age because we got a different level of not giving a fuck.
Right.
Right. So I don't give a fuck about trying to be perfect. I'm mindful of trying to, how can I put it? I'm mindful of people's feelings.
Right.
Or whatever. I'm very mindful of that these days. And I'm also very mindful because I didn't do this shit before about how I feel. Right. Amen. Because part of being a husband, and this is what I'm trying to get out of my head. Part of being married and part of being a husband is you're in a fucking marathon, right? So there's certain shit in a marriage that you'll put up with for a longer period of time because that's your partner. Right. And maybe it'll change or maybe it won't, or you've lived to accept that shit, right? But dating is a sprint. Get out my life in a hurry, bitch. Keep it pushing, right? So that's what I'm really working on. I don't have to make adjustments and concessions for people in mostly short-term relationships, right? So my first outing into this dating thing, I was for real on some husband shit because, like, in my head, because things that I would tolerate, I would, as a single man, like a for real single man that I was before, I would never tolerate.
Well, I still have to remind you on occasion that you're not.
I know. Holly's my life coach. Out the spitch. Holly is my life coach. Like I'd be like running. I run the plays by her before they get on the field. Like what about this, Holly? Should I buy this? She's like, hell no, don't buy that.
All right.
Should I say this? Hell no. Right. And I appreciate it. You know, I love you to death. So yeah, that's the thing too. Like I'm just learning how to you know what it is? It's like having an old sweater with a string attached to it, like with a little loose thread. I really have to just keep pulling on that thread and just become like a ball of fucking, you know, fabric again. Yeah. And then redo myself.
Yep.
And it's a work in progress. I am, however, you know, I'm enjoying what I'm doing, put it to you like that. But yeah, no, I'm not making dinner for nobody yet.
Well, you know.
Nah, that's part of it. I'm making dinner for nobody. You got to be on the team. Like for real, you got to be on the, you got to be a starter. You got to have a jersey with your name on the back.
Right.
You need to like to cook. Right. And I like cooking. I love cooking, but like that's one of the things we've been talking about, like the rules of like how much to share with somebody. Right. So No cooking right now. Nobody gets a meal. Grubhub, bitch, or, you know.
Or take me out.
Take me out. Where are we going?
So if you have any like imparting advice for our listeners out there around love and honesty, what would it be?
If you don't like anything, and I do mean anything, about your situation, who you're with, walk, right? And just be, literally be true to yourself, because at the end of the day, you're the person that you have to deal with the most. And it don't ever lie to yourself, right? I'm gonna say this real quick. Here's how you can set a barometer for your relationships. God rest his soul, my friend Butch Duttweiler told me this years ago. I was going through a bad breakup with a woman that I was in love with. And he called me up. He would always call me. Butch was like if Yoda and Samuel Jackson had a baby, right? He was wise, but didn't give a fuck, right? So I just broke up with this woman, and it was a very bad breakup. Very bad, very ugly. And I was moping. He called me up because we barbecue all the time. He's like, called me up. I was like, hey, motherfucker, what you doing? Because he always called everybody motherfucker. I was like, I'm sitting at home. I'm, you know, I told him I broke up or whatever. He's like, okay, well, he's like, bring your ass over to the house. We cooking out, right? He said, bring, and don't forget to bring some beer. So I went and got beer. I'm walking up his driveway, moping. He stops me halfway up his driveway. True story. He was like, what's wrong with you, motherfucker? I said, you know, I just broke up with this chick. And he's like, oh, I don't give a fuck about all that. And he asked me, he said this to me. And I never forget this shit. He said, he put his hands on my shoulders and said, son, if you had it to do right now, would you marry that woman? He was like, fuck a cake, fuck, you know, throwing rice and fuck all that. Was like, would you take her to the justice of the peace? Because you got to have that bitch in your life right now. He's like, would you do it? And he said, now, if you lie to me, you lie to yourself. He's like, so what is it? I said, and I thought about it for a second. I was like, you know what? No, I wouldn't marry her. He said, fuck that bitch. Let's go in the house and barbecue. Right. Just like that. He's like, and fix your face before you come up my driveway. Right. And to this day, that's my barometer. If you in love with somebody, know how much you love them or know how much you don't need them in your life. That's it. Period. Best advice anybody ever gave me. Some of it. In relationships. And I follow that rule.
I think that's a good rule. That's a good one. Take your own temperature. I think for me, it's really about being honest with yourself first and taking the time to really get to know, like, what do you really like? Why do you have attractions to certain things? Because sometimes those attractions you have are from things that you need to work through and they're not good attractions. Go do your work, go do your therapy, like take time for yourself, especially between like relationships, to really rediscover like what's important to you and what's of value. Like you took a decent amount of time, you know, initially after your separation. I know I'm going to be going, it'll be officially like a year in December, but I mean, like I said, we had been apart and then back together for a short time, but you know, I feel like I'm really going to go for hitting that whole year of just being alone. And I'm perfectly good with that. I'm actually excited about it, but I can see like for myself, like there's just certain things where I'm like, okay, well, I've learned this and just having these conversations and I just don't feel a need to even really be out there yet and be dealing with, you know, somebody else when I just want to like deal with myself. So take that time to, you know, be honest with yourself first, because it's, you know, it'll be much easier to be honest with somebody else if you have all your ducks in a row and you're taking care of yourself in the process. And then you really know what you're looking for and what you want. And then I think it's easier for you to be like, oh no, I don't want this. And I'm just going to be like, no, you know, and it's okay to say no and walk away and just be like, oh, not for me. And that's good. Learn that. It's okay. Can see it right off the bat, you know? So yeah. Love yourself first.
Again, love yourself.
Be honest with yourself. And then, you know, again, like acknowledging your feelings, I think is really important. I don't think we're taught to do that as much as we are to kind of take the temperature for what other people are thinking and feeling. But, you know, you can't really acknowledge and do anything with anybody else's feelings if you haven't done shit with your own first. So take care of yourself.
Amen.
Amen. It's been awesome, Ernest, as always. For our listeners out there, as we always say, if you find yourself in darkness, we hope it's in the shadow of love.